Hello, what's good, podcast world? This is Kumatai the King here speaking. Also go by HMK. What's good? On this episode today, I want to talk about Hollywood. I want to talk about the movies they've been producing lately. Not all of them are bad, but what I've noticed is it's almost like they're running out of ideas. Honestly, a lot of their movies, some of them seem corny as fuck. And this is just in my opinion. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably a few people out there that enjoy it, but as far as, this is just gonna be from my side. I'm not speaking for everybody else. This is gonna be from my side and what I think, and what I feel. I really do feel as if, they running out of ideas. They doing a lot of remakes lately, man. I'm talking about remakes, or they doing movies that they should have done years ago. Years ago, that they're just not doing now. And like Incredibles 2, for an example, that should have been done, been made. Nigga, my bad. I'm over here cussing my Well, it ain't that cussing my bad. I didn't just forget I said that. Incredibles 2, out when the first Incredibles was out when I was a kid, man. And now years, like years, I think it was like what, 15 years later, they finally made a two. We grown now, but of course, a lot of us went to go see it, but it would mean more to my generation because it came out when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because you have these movies like Toy Story. And Toy Story. What's the other ones? Man, I know a lot of them. It's just like, dang, on the spot. I'm trying to think. You got Toy Story. Shit, they even made a second Mulan. You know what I'm saying? They made a few Lion Kings. Then they got one called The Lion Guard or something like that. Some shit like that. I never really watched it, but it's like Incredibles. I don't know. I think they should have just came out with it sooner. Because Toy Story, man, they made three. Three. Throughout the time, you know what I'm saying? And Incredibles, they just now doing a two. And especially how it ended, it left with like, okay, it's gonna be a sequel. That's how it ended. You felt it was gonna be a sequel. You knew it was coming sooner or later. But they chose later. Way later. To when we grown. Shit, we could take our damn kids to go see the damn Incredibles 2. But we was kids when the first one came out. But period, what I'm saying, Hollywood is just, it's like they running out of ideas and they remaking everything. And they fucking with classics. I'm not a fan of them remaking Charmed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of that. That kind of, I don't like that. And I don't think I'm the only person who thinks that. But they better not remake Good Times. They better not remake none of that shit, bro. They better not remake Jimmy Neutron. They better not do none of that shit. Bro, leave shit that's already left a legacy alone. Leave the shit. And not even that. Leave shit that's already, it did its course and it did well. Ended with a bang. Because if you remake something and it come out shit, it's going to piss people off that are fans of it. You know what I'm saying? Like this, the Superman, Michael B. Jordan playing Superman. Not too many people are happy about that. And to be honest, I don't know if that's real or not. You know what I'm saying? I've only been seeing it on Facebook. I don't know if the shit is true or not. But I give it a chance. I mean, but it's kind of almost like they just doing shit because they low key running out of ideas. It's like, I don't know, they losing their creative minds and just going to shit that worked before and remaking it. Not knowing that that pissed fans off, bro, when you do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it can literally mess up the legacy. For real. Probably not completely, but just like Jeepers Creepers 3, for example. Well, it's not a remake, but I'm gonna talk about this. When they made Jeepers Creepers 3, they took all that time to make that movie and it was complete ass wipes. Complete ass wipes. And I'm a fan of Jeepers Creepers, man. I like both of them. I like the one and I like two. The third one can eat a ball sack. For real. It can take a seat. That was complete. For one, I don't know what was worse. The sloppy editing or just the bad acting. I don't know. It's just, it wasn't what I expected it to be. Jeepers Creepers had so much potential. I liked the first one I was a kid was I was creeped out by it. It was good. I'm like, cool, you know? This is cool. And I watched the second one. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And then years later, the third one come out. You know, I'm grown and shit. Like, it's like, man, what the fuck were y'all thinking? What the fuck? Y'all need to, y'all should have just kept that to y'allself or just, y'all need to just, like I said on a video I made before, like months ago I made, y'all need to take Jeepers Creepers 3 and go redo that shit again. Go and redo that shit. Hollywood, y'all literally are, y'all not falling off, but y'all lacking. Y'all lacking for real as far as, you know, original content and having uniqueness and just really putting your creativity to work, man. It's, you know, producers are producing shit that nobody really want to watch. You know what I'm saying? It's movies. It don't even make you excited to go to the movies anymore. Marvel got the game on lock anyway, to be honest. Marvel got the game on lock. You know, these hero movies, you know, are killing the movie theater. They killing in theaters. They are the shit. You know, but I will, hero movies are cool, but I would like to see some really good comedies. I would like to see some good dramas. I would like to see other types of movies because these hero movies are on lockdown. Like they are doing their motherfucking thing. They are doing it. The rest of y'all who, you know, who do comedies and shit, sometimes it's good comedies out there, you know, but it's just, I don't know, man. It's Hollywood. Y'all lacking to me. Y'all, it's like y'all running out of ideas and y'all remaking every fucking thing that really shouldn't be remade. And I'm kind of mad right now. Not just because, you know, the remake of Hollywood, but I can't think of any other movies that I have in my mind. I just, I guess I'm putting myself on the spot and I can't pull them out as quick as I want to because it's a few, you know, because Toy Story, they made some of that. You know what I'm saying? What's another? I told you Mulan, they have two Mulans. Few shit, you know. Few Lilo and Stitches. You know, like look at all these cartoons that, you know, they go and they do more. That's why I wish Incredibles was like in a way. You know, I wish, you know, it was more. I'm just like thinking like, okay, you know, thinking that, you know, maybe it will be more Incredibles to come, you know, because when I finished watching the first one, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a second one because it looked like it was going to have a sequel how it ended. So I was ready. They waited all that time. So many years, man. Waited till we was grown. But then Toy Story was out when we was kids too, but they have three. And that's good. That's a solid number. You know, in Incredibles, I like the storyline. I like the movie. I love the first one. I've seen it so many fucking times, man. Man, it's a few movies, man. It's a few movies I can name. You know, but they just ain't coming. They ain't flowing to me right now. I blame the alcohol. You know, I blame the alcohol. Cause I'm kind of, I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of tipsy right now. But look. I really mean what I say. Hollywood, come on, step up y'all game, bro. Be more creative and stop remaking every motherfucking thing. Kumatati King gone. Peace out.